Our guest at the cafe this morning is Northeast Texas author Jim Ainsworth. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jim reviews books for us from time to time, and today you're telling us about a book called The Fellowship, The Literary Lives of the Inklings by Philip and Carol Zaleski. Now, give me just a sentence or two on this book, on this 500-page book.
Well, it's a heavy volume,
yeah.
And it covers the existence and the original story of J.R.R. Tolkien and C.S. Lewis and Owen Barfield and Charles Williams primarily, but it also covers what fascinates me is the group to get together to discuss literary things and scholarly things and Christianity and religion and all of its manifestations of even the opposites of the other, all the beliefs of what makes the world work.
And these were the Inklings.
And they would call themselves the Inklings, yes.
Uh-huh. That ink, I guess, referring to the printer's ink?
Yes, uh-huh. I'm assuming that's the case. Yeah. But I don't think I found in here anywhere where they really explained it. I think that's self-explanatory, I guess they thought.
In all 500 pages then. Well, I suppose a lot of people know that C.S. Lewis and Tolkien were very, very close.
Yes, and I didn't know that. I was a reader of C.S. Lewis, not Tolkien, but I'd read him for several years before I even knew about their relationship, and mm-hmm. that Tolkien had been instrumental in converting him from atheism to Christianity, and I found that fascinating. And because, you know, I just thought of Tolkien as really a very intelligent man who wrote children's fiction and fantasy fiction.
Yeah, and it's not and not that I'm that familiar with The Lord of the Rings and the rest of that, but it's not that obvious. The Christian influence is not all that, doesn't jump out at you when you read it.
No, I never connected, and of mm-hmm. course, I'm not familiar with that either. I waded my way through most of the books and I've seen a couple of movies, but I barely can get through the movies, to tell you the truth. But I respect and admire those guys, especially C.S. Lewis. I mean, I haven't read all his 30 books, but I've read half a dozen or so, and I enjoyed all of them. And really one of the main things I enjoy about him is he writes in ways in language we can understand.
Oh, so clearly and
yes.
Simply. Yes,
yes. He boils it down to the very essentials, and he's very humble about the whole deal. It's not like I know what happened. I know, you know, I came to it kind of tough around about way like a lot of people do.
Yeah, very, very direct, and his humility comes across.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Especially in his writings on religion. And
yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking with Jim Ainsworth, Northeast Texas author, and Jim has reviewed the book The Fellowship, The Literary Lives of the Inklings by Philip and Carol Zaleski. Now, who were the other Inklings besides C.S. Lewis and Tolkien?
Well, Owen Barfield and Charles Williams, which I never heard of them until I read this book, and they were all highly intellectual, and they really cut each other. They were positive reviews, but they're also some when they didn't like it, they'd tell you.
I want to come back to that in a moment. Who were some of the there were some other Inklings, lesser Inklings, or they were not full time Inklings, or however you would put
and,
it.
And I don't have all of them, but there were some names you would recognize: Dorothy Sayers, T.S. Eliot, very famous poet, and Saul Bellow. Right. I mean, those guys came and visited and contributed, and I can just imagine the room pulsating with
oh,
brilliance.
Really,
it's
really.
It's something I wouldn't be invited to.
Yes. Of course, C.S. Lewis and Tolkien, well known as Christians. Were the others explicitly Christian?
No, Williams, in fact, dabbled in all kinds of alternative creationism or all kinds of philosophical meanings of life,
mm-hmm.
I believe he believed in reincarnation until the end. But he also was a Christian, which seems to be at opposite ends of the spectrum. But he and Lewis debated those attributes, and his wife forever held it against him that he held some of those views.
You commented on being surprised by C.S. Lewis's hearty appetite for drink and ribaldry, and you wrote that you were as inspired by the weaknesses of these writers as their strengths and triumphs.
Yeah, I said I confess to that. I hate to admit that, but I'm fascinated because they had their pettiness. They had their faults. And I knew that on the surface, but to hear them explain and how they fought amongst each other and how they were somewhat envious occasionally and got their feelings hurt rather easily, it was comforting to think, okay, they're human too.
We're all human.
We're all human, yeah, yes.
Absolutely.
And no matter how brilliant.
Yeah. We're talking with Jim Ainsworth. Jim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
You bet.
Northeast Texas author Jim Ainsworth. We've been talking about The Fellowship, The Literary Lives of the Inklings by Philip and Carol Zaleski. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.